you know, one of the most important things that I can tell you about cheese is that taste before you buy and buy what you need.
This is Ihsan Gurdel.
I'm co-owner of Formaggio Kitchen with my wife, Valerie Gurdel.
Ihsan knows a lot about cheese. He's been working at Formaggio Kitchen for over 30 years. Formaggio is a specialty store in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It carries wines, olive oil, fresh produce, and every type of cheese you can imagine.
We actually buy cheeses from single shepherds. That cheeses that don't even make it to Paris. They're consumed mostly where they are in the Pyrenees.
But some of the most interesting cheeses aren't above ground, they're below. Ihsan takes me down into the bowels of Formaggio. That's where he's dug out his cheese caves, two to be exact, each about the size of a small closet. Each cave is really a room covered with wooden shelves stocked with row after row of aging cheeses. The smell is overwhelming, like old socks blended with basement mold.
These are mostly natural rind cheeses around us, with few exception of some Dutch cheeses with paraffin on them. Right next to us, we have Piemontese mountain cheeses, cow's milk.
The caves are cooler than the upstairs store, kept around 45 degrees Fahrenheit. They're also very wet, with humid air. A small fountain gurgles in the middle of one of them.
This breaks the water, so there's a very, very gentle mist coming out of it.
This atmosphere allows the microbes that make the cheese delicious to flourish, and there are a lot of them.
You know, people pick up a piece of cheese and they think of it as this beautiful, simple, you know, lawn of mold, and they put it in their mouth and don't think anymore. But actually, on a cheese rind, it's really war and peace.
That's Benjamin Wolf, a biology professor at Tufts University, about a 15-minute drive from Formaggio Kitchen. He and his colleagues recently finished a study using 137 samples from Ihsan's cave and all over the world. They found cheesemakers could essentially engineer the microbes on their cheeses. So cheeses in two different caves could grow identical bacteria, while cheeses in the same cave could be entirely different. It all depended on the cave's temperature, humidity, the types of natural bacteria in the air, and how often the cheeses were rubbed.
We find bacteria, we find yeast, and we find molds. And then with each of those, we see some really interesting groups. So in the bacteria, we see some microbes that are similar to the microbes that grow in the human microbiome. So the reason that your feet smell bad is because there's a group of bacteria known as Brevibacterium that produce some sulfur compounds. And those similar types of bacteria grow on cheese, which is why some cheeses smell pretty terrible.
And that's actually the point of studying cheese. Benjamin says the more we learn about bacteria and fungi on cheese, the more we'll know about how similar bacteria and fungi work elsewhere, like on humans.
And so once we figure out the assembly rules, the principles that govern how all these parts come together, we can start thinking about how that may happen in these more complicated communities and translate some of our findings from cheeses, which are simple, to more complicated communities.
For example, if we can learn how to grow certain bacteria on cheese, we'll know more about how to grow helpful bacteria in the human gut, or how to stop harmful fungus from growing on your feet. And because of the war and peace idea that Benjamin mentioned, there's also the possibility of finding new microbes that could help fight bacteria.
So we do see some of these fungi producing antimicrobials, and maybe those will be useful compounds in the future. You know, a lot of these fungi haven't been well studied, so there could be great promise for finding new compounds that would be useful for us.
Back at Formaggio, Ihsan reminds me the caves aren't just for show.
People have the misconception of this, you know, romantic, pretty look. Ours are very functional. They actually serve a purpose. They're really good for the cheeses.
And surprisingly, the research. For The Pulse, I'm Allison Bruzek.